The order also directs the U.S. Department of Agriculture to address inadequacies in SNAP or food stamp benefits and instructs states to increase emergency SNAP allowance for households experiencing financial struggles. Gina Cornia directs Utahns Against Hunger and says Biden's order sends a clear message that ending hunger in Utah and in America must be top priority.
Utah distributed that first increase last week. Now families will get an additional 15%. But in Utah, 31% of households already get the maximum benefit and they aren't getting any additional money.
Biden's American Relief Plan includes $1 trillion in assistance to families, including stimulus payments, food assistance, and higher jobless benefits. A GOP bipartisan compromise offers reduced stimulus payments, less food assistance, and decreased unemployment benefits. Cornia says Biden's order also extends the pandemic EBT benefit, a lifeline for families to help feed their children who normally get reduced price or free meals at school that are now closed. She says these payments are especially important in smaller communities.
In a rural community, 75% of the respondents said that they're worried about having enough food. In the urban community, it is only 34%.
Cornia believes Utah families will probably need food assistance for an extended period until a pandemic subsides.
It's going to take through the summer for most people to get a vaccine before we maybe return to normal.
Utah State Senator Luz Escamina has introduced a bill to form a task force on food insecurity to develop a statewide plan to assist families facing hunger. The measure is pending before the Senate committee. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.